Greetings, this is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. On Fridays, we feature Friday Sampling Days, and I like to sample a few products, and I have sampled a few products, and I know some of these products you've heard us talk about all the time. But they seem to be the ones that are standing in the trend when it comes to different kinds of products that we may or may not use. Well, I have a good friend on the line, and they have sampled these products. So let's see if we can get someone on the line. Greetings. This is a great morning. This is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson, bringing you the latest, fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. Today we have on the line, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite beauty lines, which is Burt's Bees. And today we have Sophia on the line today. Good morning, Good Sophia.
Good morning, Taliba. How are you?
I'm doing well. The last time we talked about Burt's Bees, and we talked about a lot of products that they have. And I was saying that I'm interested more in the liquid lipstick that they have. And I have still yet to find it on my side of the world. So I just want to know, have you been able to find it?
Actually, CVS here in California carries them. They had a special display, and I've never heard of them before. And then I walked in after our last segment, and I did find the liquid lipstick.
Okay.
Yes, it's in a rectangle shape. It's quite different than the lip gloss. There's a better application system. I have a feeling they're probably going to discontinue their lip gloss and just carry the liquid lipstick.
Because why would you think that they would discontinue the gloss?
Well, the lip gloss experience I have, I find that it's messy. Once you put the application stick back in the tube, there's some spillage, and I have the liquid lipstick. I have used it. I love the tip of the application.
Okay.
Brush. Yeah, it's a wider brush. I've used it a couple of times. I haven't had any spillage, so more than likely, they're gonna phase it out because one product makes the other one a bit redundant.
Okay, so you're saying with the liquid lipstick, does it apply or even looks like a gloss?
It does. It's a little thicker, though. You can apply more color or less color. So you can have a light gloss look.
Right.
Or you can have a stronger look.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't forget, they also have that other application. The other felt pen application.
I've never heard of that one. What kind of pen is it?
It's called a tinted lip oil.
Hmm.
Yes. And that one, you turn it from the bottom to allow the makeup to go to the tip of the brush.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Right.
I did see that one, and that one I was very much interested, as well as the liquid lipstick, to try. Because one of the things I did see in both of the products, and this was like online, I didn't necessarily see it in person. There were some colors that I was really interested in. But, you know, sometimes when you buy a product, it's always good to, or even anything in general, if you hear from someone else as to how it applies, how even the color looks, you know, right. It allows another person to say, you know what, let me try that, because you got good ravings from someone else. But so far, you know,
I see where you're saying that they might or down the road discontinue the gloss because the liquid lipstick applies that way.
Right. But it does apply better.
Okay.
And then the tinted lip oil has another application brush at the bottom. So it doesn't make sense to have to carry the gloss.
Okay.
I think the purpose of the liquid lipstick was to phase out the lip
gloss.
But we'll see.
Right, right. Because we never know what Burt's Bees intentions is when it comes to their beauty lines. And we know with all beauty lines, they have a tendency to turn over and discontinue one product in order to introduce a new product. I mean, that's just going through the industry altogether.
Absolutely.
But I am going to still try and seek out both products, the liquid lipstick and the lip oil, the lipstick oil that they have, because those are the two. But the other one that I really feel is my basic stipend is the crayons.
Oh, okay.
Now, I've been experimenting with maybe like three colors because due to skin tone, I kind of went for a little out of the box, the like the pinks. Mm-hmm. The pink hues, which is kind of very nice, though.
Yes, yes.
And
those are my favorite.
Right. Colors that are still trending this year, and it was trending last year as well, is the neutral colors.
Yes. I do use the neutral colors.
And I'm still experimenting with the pinks, and I'm going to try the neutral because I've seen it on someone else, not necessarily Burt's Bee, but I've seen the neutral on few other people. And I love the look of the neutral colors. And you can go with that medium gloss to a high gloss. Say like if you do put a gloss on top of it, it'll look nice just the same. So I'm going to try the neutrals and I'm going to let you and maybe some of our listening audience on how the neutral looks, because I'm kind of interested. Are there any other products that you know that you feel very strongly about?
In terms of the lipstick lines, I would agree with you. I mean, all of them are quite good. In terms of the neutrals, there's the Sedona Sands.
Okay.
The lipstick crayon. And what it does is it sort of it takes away from the color of your lip, your natural lip color.
Uh-huh.
And by using a neutral and then maybe adding a little shine with a gloss from the same product line, it sort of evens you out. It gives you a glow to your lips.
Right.
So that neutral look is quite lovely. It changes it up. It changes it up from having color to having no color on the lip with shine.
Right. I kind of like that. I do like that concept because, you know, we know, okay, first of all, in clothing, you know, you have your black and your whites, which goes with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in lipsticks, you know, you don't want to necessarily shade per se, you know, to kind of like offset what you're wearing.
Right.
But if you do a neutral is one of those black and white colors that can go with anything and complements anything that you're wearing.
Absolutely.
Which gives it, you know, in lipstick world, it gives it that versatility. You know, you can... It's just general, can just do and work with anything. And I kind of like that because it's not all the time I do want to wear color on my lip.
Right.
And I'm one of these very limited makeup users. You know, I'll do a mascara and an eyeliner and pretty much a lipstick. And that's basically it. The foundations and stuff. I really, over the years, I really haven't played or even done any of those. Because I don't feel that, you know, with my skin complexion and my type of look that, you know, I really want to go that way. But who knows? Later on in life, I might try the foundations and a little, you know, a little makeup on the, and what they call it, the for the cheeks, a little ruching. And
yes.
Later on in life, I might try that. But for right now, I'm basically okay with the liner and the mascara and the lipstick. But back to just the product and the company alone, Burt's Bees is still trending in keeping clean makeup.
Yes.
One thing I did notice and remembered from our last conversation when you were talking about the facial part of this company, and I think it was the cleaners or the toners that you were speaking about.
Yes, and they do have a line of natural toners using even the simplest products in terms of a tomato. One of their products is made from tomato, believe it or not.
Oh.
So yeah, but I was referencing the sensitive skin cleaner.
Right.
Cleanser for the skin, yes.
Okay, because I have very sensitive skin. I know me, and I have extremely sensitive skin. Even the thing called, which we love so much, which I kind of remember you loved as well, chocolate.
Oh, I still love chocolate.
Yes.
But I try, if I'm going to do chocolate, I try my best to have maybe dark chocolate instead of candy.
Right, right. I love chocolate, but chocolate don't love me. And I can tell you, if I eat a piece of chocolate today and enjoy it immensely, tomorrow I'm going to pay for it right through my face.
Right.
So I have very sensitive skin on my face. So your sensitive cleaner that you were speaking about, the Burt's Bees brand, I'm going to try that. Matter of fact, I might even go and purchase it today because I'm trying to get into the regimen of cleaning, toning, moisturizing on a regular basis, or, you know, put it like a frequency, like every other day.
Right.
In order to get, you know, cleaning my face on a regimen, because I'm starting to feel that I need that now. Well, we all need it every day, but I'm starting to see that I need to get into that regimen to tone a little and, you know, to make sure that I'm cleaning the debris. Because, you know, we're outside and we're exposed to the elements so much, whether our face is sensitive enough or not. But I do need to start getting into the cleaners.
Yes. The product I highlighted last time was a sensitive facial cleaner with cotton extract. And and the purpose of the toner is just to remove any additional soap or dirt that hasn't been lifted away from the cleaner. And then of course you want to do a gentle exfoliant, especially since you say you have sensitive skin. You want a gentle exfoliant just once a week, and that's just going to be more deeper cleansing, you know. But that should only be done once a week.
Right. Talking about the exfoliant, I haven't used any exfoliant from any beauty line. I made one myself.
Oh, okay.
And I find out that this mixture that I've made works for me. And I do it at least about once or twice a week. Okay. The reason being is that the type of place that I work, there's a lot of airborne pathogens.
Okay.
And airborne pathogens is the viruses and the bacterias. And those things are constantly in the air because everybody is walking on this type of floor. And when you walk on this floor, it tends to bring up all of these things from the bottom, and especially what might be floating around in the air.
Okay.
So, of course, where do you think it goes? It goes, it plasters all over you, your face, your arms,
yes,
your hair, you know. And I, you know, that's part of, not because my skin is sensitive, that's part of it, but it gets on my face. I have to clean that stuff off with an exfoliant, definitely, to get into the deep pores. like once or twice a week.
So what's the base of your exfoliant? I mean, are you using salt, sugar, oats?
Actually, I use oats.
Oh, okay. Which would make it nice and gentle as opposed to... Because the salt and sugar crystals are quite harsh on the skin.
Yeah, they're more abrasive.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So. And the moisturizer, because of course, all this deep cleaning, we definitely need to add moisture back to our skin. So what kind of moisturizer do you use?
Believe it or not, I haven't even gotten to the moisturizer part as yet. I'm still looking for one that works with my skin.
Have you one thing to try that could be quite gentle is the simple oils. So a coconut oil or a good quality olive oil. Those are very simple. A little bit will go a long way, as opposed to maybe finding a product in a pharmacy or any of the other beauty places. Just try the coconut oil.
Right.
And then if there's no breakout, there's no reaction, you can stick with that and you can experiment with a good quality olive oil.
How about shea butter?
Shea butter is great too. I make a moisturizer and hair products from home. I don't buy anything over the counter.
Really?
Yeah, I make a moisturizer with shea butter, coconut oil, olive oil sometimes, and or castor oil. Castor oil is the thickest, so it's the least amount in my homemade moisturizer, but it's quite effective.
Well, I use castor oil in my hair, actually.
Right. So just think about, again, the skin is the largest organ we have.
Right.
So if you can put it in your hair, maybe a small amount. I know castor oil is quite thick, which is why I didn't push you towards castor oil.
Right. And it's not as pliable.
Yes. Yes, that castor oil.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so...
Well... I'm gonna, I gravitate towards the shea butter. Mm-hmm. I've used coconut oil and I've used olive oil in different occasions, mm-hmm. or while I'm using that product. But I'm going to, but I always gravitate towards the shea butter. Now, I know we're kind of going off a little bit, but still, it's just as important. Where, shea butters, there are two types. There is the white one and then there is the yellow kind.
Okay.
Explain what are the difference between the two, if you have any information on that.
Well, to my understanding, the yellow, when I received it from Ghana, the yellow had lanolin added to it. Uh-huh. The white one does not. The white one... there's no mixture. So
it's just a pure shea butter.
It's a pure shea butter. So I would suggest any of your listeners start with the pure shea butter.
Right.
You can use it to cook with. You can melt it down and add it to your homemade beauty products, skin regimes. The only reason why I didn't suggest shea for your face, because shea is, again, a thicker oil.
Right.
But that'll work too, especially when you melt it down and just use less of the product to see how effective it is in the beginning.
Well, I have melted down the shea butter with a little bit of vitamin E oil.
Oh, that's another good oil. The acting of the antioxidant is actually fabulous.
But I never used it on my face. I used it on my skin, which works well for me. So I'm gonna up my game now.
Since
you gave me just a little bit more information. Whereas when it comes to the facial cleansers, where it comes to the exfoliant and it comes to the toner, as far as the moisturizer, I'm going to try upping it and doing shea butter with the vitamin E on my face. versus, you know, just on my regular body, on the skin on my body.
Right.
And I'm going to see how that works. And definitely I'm going to give you a call and let you know how that one works.
Okay, wonderful.
Well, I just want to tell you, thank you very much, Sophia. Your information and your input is always important. And trust me, a lot of the listeners are going to like this segment because it was very informative. And as usual, you know, these are the trends that are going to constantly be out there because we as women and men, we're always looking to keep our skin alive and healthy, a part of only just putting what we put on the inside. We have to take care of the outside.
Yes, I agree.
So I just want to tell you, I'm interested in everything that you have to say. And I'm asking all my listeners, if they agree with what we're saying, to just chime in and call me on my iPod, my podcast, Natural Times, and let me know how you feel. So until then, everyone, have a natural day. See you, Sophia.
Bye, Saliba.
All right, then.